Okay, here we are. Good morning, everyone. We continue in Hilchos Rechilus. We said yesterday that even if someone is under pressure to pass over the gossip, even if he's under pressure, he's going to lose money, he's not allowed to do it. Very interesting halachas over here we have. Certainly, if you're not going to be in any damage of losing money, just they're going to make fun of you and someone's going to curse you out. And the guy says, come on, tell me what happened. I don't care. Oh, you're such a you loser. Alright, so you know, you little get a little bazir in you, so it's okay. Then the lochish is a cloud, don't worry about it. Listen to this, Rabbi Isaiah. You should know that because of this, taking this kind of insult for not doing rechilus, nechshav la'asid, you'll be considered in the future me'oyeve Hashem yizborach, from the beloved of Hashem, blessed be He. Upanov ye'iri ka'ar Hashemesh, and your countenance shall be light as the light of the sun. You're going to be looked on as one of the great tzaddikim. K'vasha amru chazal, the Gemara in Yom says, and all love him, ve'ena love him, the people that get insulted but don't insult others. Shomen cherposim, ve'ena mashiv, and the people that listen to other people make fun of them, and they don't answer back. Stam, forget rechila, stam, anybody today disses you out, and you smile at them, and you don't say anything back, you get tremendous schar. Gemara calls you one of the oyevei Hashem. Can't get better than that. Oyevev ketzeis Hashem zvirasa, the pasuk says. V'koshkim ezesh asoivu b'zayin over mitzvah Hashem. Certainly, if the reason why you're taking the chiruf is because you're doing a mitzvah. I am a sherach mal'el, we said this earlier in Hilchos Lashon Hara. Now, this is an interesting shaila. Are you allowed to lie? Say someone asks you for gossip. I heard Shmuel said something about me. No. Really, he did. No. Are you allowed to lie so the guy won't bother you more about the gossip? Says Chavetz Chaim in Hilacha Ches. He said, what do you answer when he says, what did Shmuel say about me? Totally bizarre. Depends. Im yeshlo eitzo lahashivo. If you have some way of answering, but often in a way, shlo yeshaker gomer, that won't be a total lie. Vegam lo yeh rechilas, and also it won't be. In other words, you're able to say, I heard Shmuel said something. Go, yeah. He was talking about you. Said something. Nah, he said whatever. Yeah, he said whatever. He said yeah, brown hair, whatever. Yeah, whatever. He said, he also said he had brown hair and he's ugly, whatever. But yeah, he talked about your brown hair, your lovely hair. In other words, if you're not lying, you're not saying the rechilas. You should say that below you to shekem and piv, don't lie. But if the guy is not going to accept the answer, mutter loymar sheker gomer neashokim. Glad to make a lie. Glad to say a lie. Shmuel talked about you bad? No! He said you're a wonderful guy. He said you're a very interesting character. You know what I'm saying? Now, about lo yishovach asu, but you can't swear. You can't say, I swear to God he didn't lie to you. He didn't say anything bad about you. You can't do that. That you're not allowed to do. Shagim shazabayim v'rechaim. In the Be'er Mayim Chaim in the bottom, he discusses this shaila of lying or missing out. He talks about with the case of Avraham Avinu, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Sarah that Avram said, Adoni Zokin, I am old, as opposed to, Sarah said, Adoni Zokin, my master is old, I can't believe we're having a baby, really. And Hashem told Avram, he turned it around to Vaniza Kanti. So you see from there, you're allowed to lie for Shalom Bayis. Anyway, he talks about over there, really, what you're supposed to do is try to say whatever is true and leave out the part that's not so true. But Lamaisa, you are allowed to lie. The bottom line is. But now we'll finish with this. Let's say you say over the gossip, you don't say the guy's name. He knows. You know, you say, listen, I just want to tell you, there's a guy over there. He was saying something not so nice about you when we left Shir the other day. He knows the only three people in the classroom were me, him, and whatever. He knows that he once I tell him the rechilas, I didn't say rechilas, I didn't say who said it. Yeah, right. It's obvious who said it. He was the only guy in the room. That's bad news, right? Or he's going to figure it out from the way I told him, because this guy's the only guy who would know about it. Oh, he was the only one I knew did that. And he sort of gives him a hint who it is. You can't try to fake God out on this one. Rechilas is usher. And even if you don't say who said it about the person, if it's going to be obvious, it's going to be figured out from who it is, it's absolutely usur. Okay, shakayach, everybody.